The scuffle apparently broke out while two customers, a white security guard and a black man, were waiting to pick up their order at a Tim Hortons in the Liberty Building in downtown Buffalo. The cell phone video shows the men exchanging words and then both throwing punches, but it also shows only 53-year-old Daryl Mingo being arrested after the July 11th incident. Buffalo Police Captain Jeff Rinaldo says he doesn't think race was a factor.
I think it's a case of where the officer's information was that security was attempting to remove somebody. There was a fight, and when they arrive and they see a person in uniform who's acting in a security capacity, and they're pointing out a gentleman who clearly was just involved in some type of altercation, and there's witnesses that confirm what they were told.
So Rinaldo says he believes the officers acted appropriately. But with concerns being raised in the community about only the black man being arrested, he says the investigation continues.
Since the time of that arrest, there has been more evidence brought forward. There is now more video that's surfaced. It's been put on Facebook, and it's something that we are now reviewing internally, as well as with the DA's office, to determine if the charges were appropriate that evening.
Rinaldo says Mingo could face additional charges, but there may also be charges brought against the security guard for slapping Mingo in the face. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.